brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got another massively important Friday transmission lined up for you. And then, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., we'll be live, but Mike Adams is going to be sitting in for me. He's got some breaking news he's going to be breaking here on air coming up this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. If you don't have a local AM and FM in your area, well, you can always simply tune in via Infowars.com. We have the director of an amazing documentary film that's going to be joining us, Farmageddon. The director will be joining us to break down the incredible attacks on farms and farmers and ranchers and rural communities here inside the United States under Agenda 21. That is all coming up in the second hour. Then the last 30 minutes of the third hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury Department and Policy, former Wall Street Journal editor, is going to be joining us to talk about just the incredible police state and a new article he's got out today that's at Infowars.com, How to Break Out of the Matrix. We've got some new factoids in the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. ABC News has now released a photo that his neighbor took minutes after the back of his head bashed in with blood all over the place. Just as he said, and just as all the witnesses saw, including two black witnesses, again, not saying it was the best thing that he even came out of his house to check out what was happening, but he went to his car, reportedly, and then Martin came over and got in his face and started kicking his hind end in. Not good to bring your fist to a gunfight. But the media seized on all of this to try to cause some type of big war between different racial groups as a political distraction. And now we've confirmed, barely even covered this last week, it's such big news, that the Justice Department is leading the protest and, to quote, protect them and hyping it. And NBC is editing audio tapes of 911 to make it sound like Zimmerman is like, yeah, he's black. He's no good. They're like, what color does he look? Is he black, Hispanic, white? No, he looks black. And they talk about other stuff. And, well, what's he doing? Well, he looks confused. He's either on drugs or up to no good. Something's going on. They just combined those two together to say, he's black. He looks like he's up to no good. Again, why would they do that? In the old days, NBC could get away with that because there wouldn't be the internet later when private citizens went and got the full tape and released it. And, I mean, it was alternative blogs that first put out the fact that they edited it. Infowars.com was one of the first to link to that, then the Drudge Report, and then it forced NBC to get caught. By the way, speaking of pushing and dominating the media and starting to be able to more and more on a daily basis set the agenda, Infowars.com 3 days ago did an article about the new advanced black boxes going in all the cars by law that totally track everything you're doing, just like all the other hidden tech that the CIA director talked about where your, quote, toaster and clock radio and washing machine are watching and listening to you and the smart meters are. Well, we've had Forbes and we have now had The Atlantic come out and attack us that we're a bunch of fearmongers. And their answer is, it's already been tracking you for a long, long time. The system has already been going after you for a long, long, long time. So it's like saying, well, we've had slavery for hundreds of years, so now it's okay. Now it's okay. Now it's not a problem because we've already had it before. It's this idea that tyrants have done things, so that makes it okay. But there's another example of this news that we're covering punching out into the mainstream on now a daily basis. Very, very exciting. And a lot of that's thanks to the syndicated radio, you, the listeners, spreading the word and getting the stories out, and people like Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com. He also posted that article. We'll be back with more news. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friday, the 20th day of April, 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who hadn't been on in a few months, has written a new article titled Getting Americans Out of the Matrix that is up on InfoWars.com. We're going to be discussing that with him, and we have the director of the film, Farmageddon, that just details the incredible persecution of our rural communities, the globalists, do not want anybody being self-sufficient in this society. We have a lot of other big developments in the Middle East, on the economy, Ted Nugent, the First Amendment, the police state, cops take school kids' DNA and murder case. I mentioned this yesterday, but I started reading the quotes by the police, and it's amazing. Wait till I get to these. Also, Rupert Murdoch is back in court, that inquest that's being used to basically blackmail News Corp into getting even more pro-New World Order. Some big Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman developments, all of it. Also, Forbes writer scoffs at InfoWars freakout on mandatory black boxes. See, first, we're not being tracked with black boxes on board all the new electronics. Now they admit we are. And the smart meters are going to control our temperature and are dialing in to all these tech systems built in that you pay for when you buy a washing machine or a dishwasher or a clock radio. So, yes, they are watching us and tracking us without warrants, but get used to it. They've been doing it a long time. That's their answer. So, again, first, none of this existed. Now they're rolling it out and saying, yeah, there's no Fourth Amendment. We'll do whatever we want, but still, you're bad if you don't like it. And we've, as I mentioned in the last segment, also had the Atlantic, the same magazine that came out last month and had Ben Bernanke on the front and said hero under it. Just hero. And Aaron Dykes did a big report yesterday where Bill Gates actually pays hundreds of media outlets to say he's a superhero. He pays ABC News and The Daily Show and all of these systems on record to show him in Superman and Green Lantern outfits. And you're like, well, that's just ridiculous. Well, Warren Buffett, his partner in crime's favorite thing is to hold an ice cream cone in his hand. Thousands of photos of him with ice cream cones. Just type Warren Buffett ice cream cone in, and you'll see it. It's all about just a non-threatening gimmick. It's a gimmick. And now they have in public school comic books that are given to the kids where Bill Gates is a superhero. He's paying for this. Because people are like, you're saying he's this evil eugenicist who wants world government and whose dad headed up Planned Parenthood and called for world government and all this. And you're saying he works for the government to spy on people and put back doors in all of his systems. Now, you're saying Bill Gates is bad, but I mean, he's a superhero. On ABC News, London Guardian, the list goes on and on. It even says under the articles on the sites, sponsored by Bill and Melinda Gates. And that's why almost every time I turn the news on, it's like worshiping Bill Gates. This is just a total propaganda assault because they know we're exposing them. You know, we didn't even play the video clip last week. We should have, but it was up on Infowars.com. Melinda Gates got up at the TED TV technology conference in Germany, in Berlin, and said many people are trying to stop our efforts to save people worldwide by saying we want to reduce population. You're going to cause loss of life. You're going to cause it. Well, you know, it's funny. Bill Gates is on record. In fact, I think I'll do a whole news report on this again and just put it all together where he says on Lair News Hour, get rid of the population, where he says on Bill Moyers, get rid of the population, where he says kill grandma to hire 10 teachers. And you just type in Bill Gates endorses death panels. He says, yeah, I'm for death panels. And I can show you all the things they funded, the things they've done, where he told TED TV, we're going to reduce human population. Humans are bad. They exhale carbon dioxide. And we've got to bring that number to zero. And the crowd all laughed because they're a bunch of insiders who get off on the idea. It's like, wow, we've got a world government jacking the food and water supply. And they're like, wow, we're being let in on this. The public's so dumb. Bill Gates just openly said we're going to kill most people, and they all giggle and have fun because they're part of it. They get off on it. There's nothing more deadly than a nerd. I'm going to tell you right now, because they're always underestimated. They end up with all the money, all the power. While normal men are running around acting tough and chasing women around, the nerds are calculating the takeover of society. And there's nothing a scientific demon nerd. There's a lot of good nerds out there. It's the idiots, call them nerds. But the demon nerds, they enjoy walking into a restaurant, feeling powerful, and looking around and seeing everybody they're soft killing. That's a real pleasure for them. That's a real enjoyment. That, oh, you got big muscles, you're tough, I use my brain, the world is mine. I'm going to merge with the high-tech life extension systems. I'm going to be in the high-tech reservation system. You're not going to exist in the future. And they're just carrying out a systematic operation. Well, let me tell you something, pal. I'm not going to try to join your system, even though I've been offered to join it. And I am going to fight you 110% because I've got a good enough brain to know history and to know that you are megalomaniacal, all of you that are part of this, and you're going to end up destroying the planet. And this stuff's all blowing back on you as well. You think you're going to dig a pit for us, you're going to end up falling into it. And so my prime objective, prime mission, 110% dedicated goal is preservation of Homo sapiens sapien. My total goal is defense of civilization and the innocents. My total goal is the empowerment of humanity. And you guys say that's your goal. All I see is you wrecking things. Because you eugenicists always on the surface claim you're trying to build up humanity by killing the infirm, the ignorant, the ugly, whatever, and saving the earth and building this big future. You're with your positive and negative eugenics, building up the beautiful, the virtuous, the intelligent, destroying, removing the ugly, the infirm, the deformed. But all I see is you actually targeting the general population, because in your own documents, you're worried about the maverick bad sons. A bad son, for those that aren't involved in study of plants, is little trees coming up in a grove of trees where you want it manicured. They're the little trees that crepe myrtles and others send up from their roots. And you want to cut those bad sons. Well, I see a bunch of diseased, ugly, twisted globalists telling us how humanity's ugly, we're bad, we're hurting everything. And then I see you guys with the genetic engineering and all the rest of it openly damaging the planet, irrevocably changing the DNA, always in an ugly, destructive way, as you play God, and then telling us all day how bad we are. No, you are everything you are everything you say we are. You are everything you say we are. And by the way, just because somebody isn't your image of beauty, or just because somebody doesn't have any arms, some of the greatest scientists and artists and thinkers that we have had as a species have had great disabilities. And you notice the globalists play both sides of that. They try to create a nanny state to, quote, protect everybody who has a disability from everyone else, but really they just seek to then have government as this divide and conquer system to actually persecute people and play different groups off against each other. All right, I'm done ranting about that. I want to have open phones here for the balance of the hour, interspersed with some important news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air with your points, your comments, things you'd like to bring up. But I will tell you, if people just purely call in to just plug something out of the gates, I'm just going to hang up on you, because it just ruins the show, and it makes no sense to new listeners who are tuning in. If you want to talk about the issues or have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Here's a new story by Paul Joseph Watson at InfoWars.com. Climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' homes, which is something they've done all over Europe and the United States. You build a house in the woods, they burn it down. You got machinery clearing something off, they kill you. This is the type of stuff that we are dealing with here. Climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' homes. Let's start keeping track of them. Let's make them pay. And writing for Forbes magazine, climate change alarmist Steve Zwick. Now, Forbes is really a sick publication. They had that headline yesterday, paid for. Bill Gates a hero, Donald Trump a zero. Because Donald Trump said, yeah, man, everybody's getting autism. We need to look into these vaccines. By the way, we've got a new study on that, on the GMO and the pesticides causing autism. I mean, pretty soon it'll be one out of three people. And then civilization will collapse. But that won't matter. By then, they're going to release the mega bioweapon and just kill most of everybody. But we'll get into that report coming up. Stay with us.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All over the United States, they're now injecting children with vaccines and saying they got their parental consent without getting their parental consent. In other cases, they're just secretly giving children shots and it comes out in the news. Or they're saying they don't need parental consent, that the children gave consent. Children can't give consent. That's why perverts always try to say the child gave them consent to rape them. Doesn't work. Or people say, oh, the five-year-old wanted to drink liquor or take drugs. Doesn't matter if the five-year-old says, sure. They can't give consent because they're children. I have police quoted here on local TV, clips, and the news articles quoted. where they say we're going to take DNA samples from children without warrants or arrest because they gave consent. That's the state ending parenthood. And it's all part of getting children ready to go to adult prison and to be used as slave labor. This is just child slavery. And it's totally illegal. California is the most lawless, wicked government in the United States. I would advise anybody, it's a beautiful state in many areas, but I would advise people to either take your state back and recognize it or get out of there. I know we have three or four great affiliates there, but it really is a very, very sad situation. That's coming up. Let's go ahead and go to Aaron in Cambodia, Indochina. Aaron, good to have you listening to us, I guess via Skype or something? Or calling in
Google
via Skype?
Voice. Yeah, I use Google Voice. It's pretty good. It's free.
Well, they like to give you free things so they can listen in, but that's good. We're glad they're listening. So what's on your mind today from Cambodia?
Well, Happy New Year, first of all, for the in the Buddha world. Remember, Buddha predates, the Buddhist religion predates Christianity by over 500 years. So we start celebrating New Year's about this time. Same with Mark Faber. And it's about the death of Buddha is when the calendar starts. It's about 500 years, like 2555 is where we're at. So Happy New Year, and I love what you're doing, Alex. You're number one, man.
Well, I try my best. Thanks for putting up with me. Every time I hear my show or see it, I cringe, but I'm doing the best I can, so thank you. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to point out that I've done my own research, and I've come up with a couple interesting things. Number one, the United States of America is a corporation in Delaware, and I've done an extensive video and stuff on it. And you'd be surprised to note that the Rothschilds have over 100 corporations in the state of Delaware, and also that the United States Treasury is a corporation, Social Security Administration, a corporation.
Well, I know the government is now a corporation and does say in court that we are under admiralty law. And that's how they're ignoring the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They declare a new emergency every year. There was a big court case in England that did find the Rothschilds do have dummy corporations everywhere and are puppet masters. That was just adjudicated on last month. They sued people over saying it, but it does turn out a lot of the oligarchs in Russia are their front people. Yeah, the Rothschilds are at the very top of the pyramid.
Yes, and I'd like to hear you say that. Just stay in focus now. Talking about what are we going to do about this? The people that have woken up, what can we actually do? And I'm always in favor of a march or something. You know, the toe's already been put in the water by the Occupy Wall Street people. You know, you don't have to go that particular route, but we can see that they got national attention, worldwide attention to this matter. Would you maybe reconsider marshaling your forces, so to speak, and to have some kind of a nationwide march against all of this? Because, you know, the ACLU is not coming to our aid or any of these traditional...
Sure. I'll say this. Ron Paul is speaking to crowds of 5, 10, 12,000 people almost every day. And next time I talk to Ron Paul, which I know we're close to getting him back on, I will advise him, look, point these youth afterwards, say, I'm going to lead you in a march to your state capitol, where we're going to demand your state stand up, say, against the TSA. And so I'll say Ron Paul, you know, really in the twilight of his career here, but where he's at his most powerful, he needs now to marshal people more than I can. So I appreciate your call. And at the same time, they have big marches in D.C. all the time, of even hundreds of thousands of people, and the media doesn't cover it. Do you see the media covering Ron Paul having 10,000 people a day at rallies? No. So Ron Paul needs to point those crowds at occupying for liberty for a few days, major targets in the area to force media coverage.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to go back to your phone calls here, and then I am going to get to Study Links Autism with Industrial Food and Environmental Toxins. April is Autism Awareness Month, and boy, everybody's going to get aware of it, because now adults are getting autism-like neurological disorders, even at a young age. And because there are so many toxins in our food and water, and then you go ahead and shoot somebody up with some more vaccines on top of it, and you are going to have a big, big problem. And again, I'll get into climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' homes, and that's Forbes. Forbes is, again, also saying that Bill Gates is a hero, and those that are worried about autism are zeros. That's an actual quote. Headline, Bill Gates a hero. People concerned about autism, well, they are zeros. Now, the stuff gets me so angry all the time that A, it exhausts me by early in the day, and B, I can barely contain myself at just how naked and open the evil is. The system is getting desperate, and so they're throwing everything they've got against the population. But I just think about the fact that they're saying anybody concerned about autism is a piece of trash. Bill Gates, a eugenicist, is a hero. Ben Bernanke is a hero. Atlantic Monthly, they're now attacking us today for being concerned about tracker tech in cars and other appliances, which is admitted by the CIA to be listening and watching everybody in live time illegally. Google for 6 years admits they're using onboard microphones and cameras to watch you illegally. They've now been sued last week by a big public interest group over the fact they're wiretapping people's homes without warrants. It's totally illegal. But Forbes says we should have our houses burned down. You're not going to see the Secret Service over there talking to them, because the Secret Service doesn't care if you get your house burned down. You know, these, quote, environmentalists, not what they are. They're terrorists. Saying, give us control of the economy. Let us run everything. We're going to burn down your ski resort. We're going to burn down your house you build in Oregon. They've killed people in the last few years where people were in a home and they burned the thing down. Well, there was one case I saw where it was a handicapped person and they couldn't get out. If you go down to Zilker Park, where I live in Austin, Texas, and you pull up in the parking area, there's glass littering windshield glass, side windshield glass everywhere. You know, the shatter type. Not the front windshield, but the side windows. And it's a little known secret. Some know it. It's somewhat of a public secret. The police know it. That if you park your SUV down there and take your children to the park or go swim at Barton Springs, the environmentalists knock your windows out or bare minimum key your car up one side and down the other. Doesn't matter if you've got three or four children and your wife. Doesn't matter if you're a carpenter and you need an SUV. It's their little way of punishing you. And Al Gore says, time to get aggressive. Time to get outside the law. Time for an environmental spring. Let me tell you something. I catch anybody trying to burn my house down, you're going to get a lead spring. And so Forbes is saying, keep track of people and track them down, find their homes in Forbes, and burn their house down. They need to be arrested, just like the new Black Panther Party feds. Just like I said, Hal Turner should be arrested. Tells you he was a fed. It turned out he was. I demand the arrest, because this isn't flippant in this election like Braveheart. We need to chop their heads off. Clearly hyperbole. And he said in the unedited tape, that's why the Secret Service said no issue, no investigation. They saw the full tape. He was saying metaphorically, but the George Soros connected group cut the video up. The unedited video, just like NBC edited a video to make George Zimmerman sound like a racist. They edited the tape. He said, in this election, we need to literally kill ourselves to get this done, metaphorically. We need to politically take no prisoners. I mean, if I say we need to politically take no prisoners in a zoning fight, does that mean kill everybody? No, it doesn't. But when you say, find the climate skeptics' homes, go to their homes, I have the quotes right here, and kill them, burn their houses down. In fact, guys, do me a favor. Call Paul Watson if he's not out, and I'll get him on Skype. I want to talk to him on air after I take some calls, because I just had a realization. We need to get a compendium article together to show that the fake environmentalist power grabbers, this mafia, this eugenics gang, is giving orders out everywhere. Well, they say stop, ignore democracy, shut things down. Arrest people that disagree with us. Arrest Lord Monckton. Arrest all these people. In fact, we ought to get on the nightly news tonight, Mark Moreno. I know Rob Dew's in there listening, to get him to talk about this, because this is a new level. I mean, it was just hitting me again that I've become so accustomed to them saying, kill us, burn us, arrest us. I mean, this is like the Nazis. saying, when we get power, we're going to start arresting and killing people. You better listen. Or the Soviets saying, when we get power, we're going to do this. I mean, you better listen. They're authoritarians. They mean business. They mean business. I mean, they attack bulldozers. They put spikes in trees. Some poor logger sawing through it in some renewable resource. And it kills them. Last time I checked, it's in the 50s, the people that have been killed just by spikes. You're running a big industrial chainsaw. You hit that, man, it's that chain flies out, hits your throat like a razor blade 100 miles an hour across your neck. And they think it's funny. Meanwhile, the honeybees are dying from the GMO. You could care less. Meanwhile, all the real environmental degradation at Lord Monckton, overfishing, toxic waste dumping, all that's real. There's real environmental problems. But paying carbon taxes to Al Gore and calling for burning down my house? You going to burn down my house? Let me tell you something. They've already killed people. And now you've got Forbes, one of the most respected outfits there is, period. This is absolutely incredible. Yeah, tell Paul I want to dial him on Skype right now or put him on the phone, but his phone's terrible. Well, his phone's not terrible. He's 7,000 miles away from us in England. Climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' home. Writing for Forbes magazine, climate change alarmist Steve Zwick. Well, he's not even an alarmist now. He's calling for terrorist acts. Calls for skeptics of man-made global warming to be tracked, hunted down, and have their homes burned to the ground. Yet another shocking illustration of how eco-fascism is rife with the environmentalist lobby. Let me tell you, these aren't strong enough words, Paul. When you're, and we've got his quotes here, saying, come after us, burn our houses down. If I got on air and said, I'm not saying this, but, you know, this senator didn't do what we wanted, or Obama says we're under UN control and our military is, go burn the White House down. Folks, there would be police here in 20 minutes if I said, if I organized through a major media outlet, which we have millions of listeners and readers, it would not be their just their duty. It would be an absolute command that I be arrested if I told people to do that. Instead, climate alarmist calls for burning down skeptics' homes. Comparing climate change skeptics to residents in Tennessee who pay a $75 fee, resulting in firemen sitting back and watching their houses burn down, Zwick rants that anyone who actively questions global warming propaganda should face the same treatment. We know who the active denialists are. Not the people who buy the lies, mind you, but the people who create the lies. Oh, we're all liars because we expose Al Gore as an admitted liar who makes computer graphics of polar bears that can't swim dying when they're the greatest land animal swimmer and hunt by swimming on top ice floes. Or lying about the hockey stick. Or lying about carbon dioxide increases preceding temperature increases when it's the other way around. Or lying about ice samples. Or lying in the emails about hiding the decline in temperature in the last 15 years. This is what we're talking about. And again, it's an even worse call because he's like, they're endangering us. We've got to get them. That's a real call to action. We know who the active denialists are, not the people who buy the lies, mind you, but the people who create the lies. Let's start keeping track of them now. Keeping track of you, pal, as somebody calling for violence. And when the famines come, because the globalists are cutting the food supplies off, that's what Agenda 21 is, under the rule is to shut the food off, then they say we created the famine. See how that works? Let's make them pay. Let's let their houses burn. Let's swap their safe land for submerged islands. Yeah, that's the real commie banker dream, the Rothschild Rockefeller dream, take our property. Well, again, they create the global meltdown, then they come and redistribute. They tell the big poor hordes of people that didn't get ready, oh, it's their fault. Get them. Let's force them to bear the cost of rising food prices. Adding, they broke the climate. Why should the rest of us pay for it? See, We need to be arrested. We need to have our land taken. We need to have our houses burned down. And there's all these other quotes where these people are saying similar things to this. As we have profusely documented, as polls show, fewer and fewer Americans are convinced by the pseudoscience behind mainland global warming, promulgated as it is by control freaks like Zwick, who care more about money and power than they do the environment. AGW adherents are becoming increasingly authoritarian in their pronouncements, and it goes through it. While we're getting Watson on Skype, we close to that. Let's go to a call here. Rico in Canada. Rico, what do you make of this where they're now saying burn our houses down?
Very dangerous, like where it's heading, very fascistic. But that's definitely the climate where it's going.
That's right. Yeah. Fascism labeled as liberalism.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind, sir?
This is a quote that you had quoted a while back. There's like two points on to it. There's a quote that you had put a while back saying the duty of the state is to what was it again? My God, I had it in my head. The duty of the state is to make war. That's like the affairs of the state. I remember I loved that quote, so I remembered it. Because you had quoted the Germans got it from Sun Tzu, The Art of War, and also the Book of Lord Shang. It's another book that was written around the Warring States period.
I think the quote you're referring to is war is the health of the state.
That's it. The affair of the state, yes. Yeah, that's a quote from Sun Tzu and the Book of Lord Shang. That's correct.
And that's why it's a war economy. Everything is the government and its allied crime corporations waging war on everybody else. War on drugs is their war to have a monopoly on the drugs that they ship in. The war on illiteracy is to make sure you're totally dumbed down. The war on nationalism, the war on men, the war on women, the war on the family.
But yeah, anytime that there's a so-called war, it always gets worse. That's just what I've seen.
Exactly. When they say they want to help women, they want to put you in a pine box.
Correct. Yeah. And there was also, I was looking forward because you were talking about how you were going to get some historians on talking about how Capone ran the booze on the train, and it was a government train. I was really looking forward.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like we can get guests all the time. I brought them the names, the numbers, and if I particularly beg for a guest, it ain't happening. So I went to Hot Springs. I started doing some of the interviews with people, and I said, no, it's just better to get you on. And then it never happened. And I will try to get that done because I was there going to different historical societies, and they were just had all the documents where the government actually had the monopoly with insiders. Capone worked with them. The Rockefellers were big in it. It was amazing information. Thank you so much for your call. Yeah, that's something that we did, and video I shot, and it's weird. I got a great crew, but it's strange. If I say I really want this, I think it's weird. It's weird. And I asked probably 25 times, let's get those guests on. And I think it's always so immediate, whatever guests we're working on at that moment, that it then doesn't happen. So hell might freeze over before that happens. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Back when I was in high school in the mid-60s, I took a government course, and they talked about the antitrust laws and how Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller back in the early 1900s were trying to monopolize business and drive all the independents out. And if I remember correctly, it was Teddy Roosevelt that helped get the antitrust laws passed, and that's where the term comes from, speak softly and carry a big stick. The big stick was to break up these monopolies. But what I'm asking is, what happened to the antitrust laws? You don't hear about them anymore.
It was all a giant hoax. The private banks lobbied against the Federal Reserve Act, knowing that they were the enemy and discredited. They lobbied against the Federal Reserve Act and said, please don't throw me in the briar patch. And, of course, the rabbit wants to be thrown in the briar patch. Okay, you've captured me. Please eat me. Don't throw me in the briar patch. Okay, so that's happening. And it was the same thing with the Sherman Antitrust Act. The people knew there were monopolies. They knew they'd robbed everybody. They had big gangs of goons, paramilitary, that would come take your land. People started fighting back. So they said, okay, we'll break it up. So they broke Standard Oil up into 10 pieces, later two more, so 12 pieces. They broke all these up, but they never really got rid of them. It was just different flavors. And it's like in England, they have, you know, two major retailers for groceries, but it's owned by the same group. It's just different subsidiaries. And so there was no antitrust act. None of that happened. None of that was real. And to get around it, things like IBM created Microsoft, and they picked the son of a top eugenicist to do it. It's all fake. Steve Jobs, people like that, they're fronts as well. And actually, you can go do research in it and discover all that. So it's all just a handful of old families running the entire thing. Good questions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter, new instant white rice as low as $8.49, and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99, and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
All right, Watson's Skype is down. He's going to be on the nightly news tonight anyway, so I'm not going to get Watson up here with us right now. I just wanted to point out that when they say, hey, let's start burning people's houses down in Forbes, if you don't agree with them, I mean, that sounds like the Soviet Red Terror or something. I mean, it's just right out of really dangerous authoritarian moves to bully us. And you notice the Justice Department only goes after people like the right-wing Hatari militia that said, yeah, it's too bad the government's getting tyrannical. We might have to defend ourselves one day. All arrested. But giving you some faith, the judge has said release them, drop the charges. The feds, of course, haven't. Now, continuing here, ahead of more of your calls, I'm going to get to more of this later because I can spend an hour on it. But this is a report we've got up at Infowars.com. It's from Living Green Mag. It's a lot of stuff that real environmentalists have got right, like, hey, let's get the heavy metals out of our food. Got the Washington Post reporting on half of the corn syrups or more have high levels of lead in them or mercury. And continuing, there is a new big study out published in the Clinical Epigenetics directly, and there's a bunch of other studies showing this too, the massive increase in autism linked, amongst other toxins in the environment, to the fact that, see, what's happening on air is I'm getting distracted because we have document cams in here, and this is like a TV show, but I can't direct it because the document cam isn't in the right place like it is on the nightly news. So constantly I'm fighting to try to, like, show documents. Just no more document cam until we get it fixed. No more. No more. It's driving me to the ends of madness right now. I mean, I am just so angry right now. I'm about to go completely insane. There's got to be a way to mount cameras in here where we can see the stuff. I mean, there's just it's somewhere in life on Earth. There's got to be. I mean, hell. Okay, just a minute. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that the system knows full well that these empty foods with no minerals in them to speak of, grown on played-out soils using toxic fertilizers, are bioaccumulating in the food all these heavy metals and toxins, but also we don't have minerals. And minerals, healthy minerals, good minerals, the study shows, bind with the toxins and take them out of your body. So our children are full of all these poisons and then don't have the minerals. And here comes the infomercial, because it is revolutionizing. We have a handyman that does stuff, you know, every once in a while around our house, who's lost 30-something pounds in a couple months and couldn't believe it because he listens to the show on Tangy Tangerine that doesn't even advertise his weight loss beyond Tangy Tangerine. My mother has lost 30-something pounds. Aaron Dykes lost over 90. I've lost over 40, and I'm still eating the same stuff. All of it just flushing out of your body. It's amazing. It's just incredible. Because it's not just that you need these for your body. They flush you. These raw organic minerals, not the fake things you get in these pills that most of the people sell. I'm telling you, they know what they're doing in longevity. It's discounted at Infowars.com. You can get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. Check into that. That's a big deal. You can sign up, be a distributor, and get 10% off. And again, InfoWarsTeam.com, it is amazing product, and I really believe in it. I only promote what I have seen for myself to have dramatic, powerful effects. Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number there to order on the website. But this is already what Dr. Wallach has been saying, and here's another study. The minerals flush you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.